This program is a production of Restoring the Core, an initiative designed to assist those wishing to go deeper into classic Christianity with resources available in a connected age, online at restoringthecore.com. This is Finding Hidden Treasure, episode 129. At the end of 2023, I learned that a total solar eclipse would be viewable from parts of the United States in April of 2024. I did some research and found that the eclipse would cover 99% of the sun's disk as seen from the Detroit area. However, the path of totality would go through northern Ohio, including the city of Ashland. I got my master's degree in theology from Ashland Theological Seminary in the 90s. While most of my classes were in the Detroit area, several of them were on main campus in Ashland. I have very fond memories of those classes and times on main campus. However, I had not been there for a number of years, so I thought I would plan visiting main campus to see what's changed in the last decade, as well as viewing the eclipse from there. I arrived at campus late that morning. A few hours later, there were people talking about how much of the sun's disk was already covered. About a half hour before totality, I had the opportunity to sit with a member of the library staff, along with his wife, their pastor, and the pastor's wife. All of us chatted about the wonder we would be seeing in just a few minutes. About 15 minutes before totality, it seemed like an overcast day. However, the sky had only wispy clouds above. It was becoming noticeably cooler. Just a few minutes before totality, the streetlights turned on. We were watching as the last part of the solar disk was being covered by the moon. Then it happened. Totality began. Once started, I knew that we would have about 3 minutes and 15 seconds of totality. I started observing the sun-moon disk and everything I could think of to notice during those precious moments of totality. There was what I refer to as false dawn on the horizon in every direction that I could see. It looked like sunrise, but clearly wasn't. I could see the planets Jupiter and Venus on either side of the sun-moon disk. The hazy, gauzy clouds prevented us from seeing the stars. A hawk was flying around, seemingly not knowing what to do. The main object to view, however, was that dark disk where a bright sun was moments earlier. It is difficult to describe what it was like seeing this sight in the sky. I have seen lots of photographs and videos of total solar eclipses over the years. While I knew what this would look like, there were awe-inspiring magnitudes of difference between those photos and videos versus looking up into the sky above you. Those earlier photos provided the images. The actual viewing provided the nearly indescribable experience. The experience was eerie, beautiful, deeply moving, and majestic all at the same time. This was no photo. This was no video. No planetarium or computer-generated simulation was in play here. That black disk with a white corona was actually there, in front of our eyes, up in this very temporary night sky. I heard later that you can capture details of a total solar eclipse with your eyes that cameras aren't designed to handle. I can testify to the truth of that. What a great surprise it was that afternoon when, on the bottom of the disk, we saw a long streak of whitish-orange light. It was a solar prominence. No photo I'd ever seen captured a detail like that. For those of us who are believers in Christ, several points came to mind. One is a quote from the first verse of Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God. They certainly did that afternoon. What a wonderful phenomenon our Creator has programmed into His creation that allows humans to see the spectacle about 2 to 3 times a year across the earth. What a phenomenal way to display His glory. A second point concerns what I heard from fellow spectators as we watched this awe-inspiring sight. They were cheering. Based on what I was seeing and feeling at that moment, cheering was the right thing to do. A way of praising our Creator for such an eerie and beautiful sight built into the design of our solar system. The third point is the basis for why I made the podcast episode about watching a total solar eclipse. The point is that I believe that my experience with the eclipse provides a comparison to our experience with Christ, both here and in the next life. The Bible's descriptions of who Jesus is can be compared to my past experiences of seeing photos and videos of total solar eclipses prior to my viewing the eclipse from Ashland this year. Those eclipse photos and videos were accurate, but incomplete. They could not fully capture the experience of seeing a total solar eclipse with your own eyes. In a similar manner, The Bible's words about Christ and his glory are true. They are words we trust in as they point to the one we must trust in. Yet our experience of Christ is incomplete in this world when compared to the promise of seeing him in the next. We see him now by faith. In this world, we have not yet seen Christ with our own eyes, but we will. The scriptures contain promises about encountering Christ in the age after our current one. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2 indicates, "Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is." 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7 also points to this as well. The Apostle Paul wrote, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known." The symbolic language of Revelation chapters 21 and 22 provide a wondrous description of what that time will be like. I think that best of all will be seeing the gift which Christ longs to share with his people. In the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verse 24, we find what has been called the thesis statement of the Bible. Dictionary.com defines a thesis statement as a short statement, usually one sentence, that summarizes the main point or claim of an essay, research paper, etc., and is developed, supported, and explained in the text by means of examples and evidence. I think that calling John chapter 17, verse 24, the thesis statement of the Bible is an accurate observation. Everything found in Scripture ultimately points to Christ's purpose laid out in that verse. The verse reads, "Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am to see my glory that you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world." Our ultimate destiny as believers in Christ is to see him and behold his glory. This is his greatest possible gift to his people, to behold him and his glory with our own eyes. We see Christ today by the eyes of faith. One day we will see him face to face, no longer by faith, but with our own eyes. I'm appreciative for the comparison which I've been able to live out. Going from seeing photos and videos of a total solar eclipse to seeing one in person was a spectacular and beautiful experience. How much more so will it be going from knowing Christ by prayer and the Word in this life to beholding him in the next? Thank you for listening to this program. We can be contacted at mail@restoringthecore.com. We're on Facebook at www.facebook.com/restoringthecore. You can also follow us on Twitter at @RestoreTheCore. Thank you for listening. We hope you will join us next time for Finding Hidden Treasure.